This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Marcus Lamb, Daystar TV founder, passes away from COVID-19 complications. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Marcus Lamb, the founder and president of Daystar Television Network and an ordained bishop in the Church of God, died November 30th at the age of 64 from complications of COVID-19. He had been hospitalized at Baylor Scott & White Hospital in Dallas, Texas for more than 2 weeks and was improving before the tragic downward turn that resulted in his passing. On Twitter, Daystar announced the sad news. "It is with heavy heart we announce that Marcus Lamb, president and founder of Daystar Television Network, went home to be with the Lord this morning. The family asks that their privacy be respected as they grieve this difficult loss. Please continue to lift them up in prayer." Marcus Lamb was born October 7, 1957, in Cordell, Georgia, and raised in Macon, Georgia. He began preaching as an evangelist at the young age of 15 and even skipped his senior year of high school to enroll in Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee, on a full scholarship. He ended up graduating magna cum laude at the age of 19. In December 1981, he founded Word of God Fellowship in Macon, Georgia, and married his wife Joni in 1982. They traveled together full-time, ministering in more than 20 states. Marcus was sometimes known as the Walking Bible because he quoted so many scriptures in his messages. While he was on a trip to Israel, God spoke to Marcus, telling him to start a Christian television station in Montgomery, Alabama. In 1985, he built the first Christian television station in the state. 5 years later, in 1990, the Lambs moved to Dallas, Texas, and built TV Channel 29. As the television ministry grew through a series of miracles and divine favor, TV 29 went on to become a full-power station in September of 1993. And then Daystar Television Network officially launched in 1997. The Daystar Network reaches over 108 million households in the United States and over 2 billion people worldwide. The Lamb's popular Marcus and Joni program, broadcast live, supplemented their regular ministry at churches around the nation to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Marcus leaves behind his beloved wife, Joni, and their three children, Jonathan Lamb, Rachel Lamb, and Rebecca Lamb, their spouses, and four grandchildren. Please pray for the Lamb family and the Daystar Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.